The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled Radiance Retreat. Justina Blakeney of Jungalow shares Black-owned decor items perfect for a beauty room that offers space for both self-care and glowing up. Traditionally, the bathroom has been a preferred area of the house to prepare for whatever the day will throw at you, from big meetings at work to errand runs to a date. But what if you could create a place for that prep plus much more? A corner that can serve as a soft, relaxing haven as well as the ultimate glam spot. According to Justina Blakeney, interior designer, artist, and founder of home brand Jungalow, it's more than possible. She would know. She's an expert at designing beautiful spaces filled with vibrant personality. I love expressing myself through color and pattern and bringing in items that reflect a part of me, whether that's my cultural heritage or places I have traveled, people I'd loved, experience I have had, Blakeney says. Layering these things together creates a sort of colorful, patternful, exuberant space. When it comes to helping her clients design their sanctuaries, including their very own beauty room, also known as a glam room or vanity space, she invites them to focus inward to decide what the room should feel and look like. She also encourages them to stay open to moving on from what has run its course, a timely reminder for the spring season. For me, the first step will always be a cleanse, she says. Let's purge what no longer serves us to welcome in whatever new energy is coming. Blakeney believes that adopting this method benefits Black women most. We should think about what we want to make space for in our lives, what's essential for us to cultivate from the inside out, and how can we have our spaces support that goal and that intention, she says. She suggests that everyone should have a queen space, an area of their home where they can tune into feelings of self-sovereignty, which is the concept of having authority over one's mind, body, and of being able to be their best selves. Making sure that they feel beautiful is an essential part of that. This new house that I've been in for the last few years is the first time I've ever had a space like that for myself, where I really can dedicate an area not just to making myself look beautiful, but really making myself feel beautiful. And that is so important, she says, of her beauty room. It's nice to have a fun, fancy vanity where we have all of our makeup and creams and bubbles and beads. And for me, I love jewelry. So I have all my jewelry hanging up on all my walls, and it's a way to also decorate the space. To create a glamorous beauty room, Blakeney encourages us to start with the basics, like nabbing a comfortable piece of furniture to sit on, selecting a unique lighting option, and opting for a dreamy color palette. The main design tip she wants us to apply when curating our beauty space is to be mindful. In her own home, she does this by cultivating a ritual for her vanity area that ends with a meaningful affirmation. Lighting a candle, for me, is always number one, because it's important to create an atmosphere where all of our senses are activated to bring in energy we want, she explains. What I love most about it is the ability to create space to express my dreams and what I want to call in. My affirmation in this, I honor this time for myself as an act of love and renewal. I connect to my body, my breath, and the beauty of this moment. I release what no longer serves me and invite peace and beauty into my body, soul, home, and community, and to our planet. A few of Justina Blakeney's selections: Bollet Road Textiles Omo Hand Towel in Cerise, $45. It adds a pop of color and a touch of luxury to your routine, says Blakeney. Hand woven with care, it's a reminder that even everyday moments deserve beauty. Michelle Black Charleston Marsh Mural in Golden Umber Clay by Megan Moulton, $530. The interior designer suggests incorporating art like this stunning piece. It brings the soothing tones of nature indoors, she says, and its earthy design feels grounding, helping to cultivate a quiet pause in a busy day. MichelleBlack.com. Soft Petal Scone by Lolly Lolly Ceramics, $298. Unique lighting choices always add character to a room. This scone offers soft, diffused light that enhances a space's ambiance, says Blakeney. Its organic design adds a sculptural touch and is perfect for placing on either side of a mirror. Lulu and Georgia.com. Leon Ottoman by Carly Kushni, $298. Give sitting pretty a whole new meaning. This ottoman by Carly Kushni is both functional and stylish, Blakeney says. Its Chanel tufting waterfall design makes it a perfect spot to sit comfortably while you pamper yourself. Lulu and Georgia.com. Ruggable Sonia Terra and Sage Tufted Rug by Justina Blakeney, $559. The right rug ties any space together and makes it cozy. This rug from my collection with Ruggable adds warmth to a vanity area, Blakeney notes. Its earthy tones help create a cozy, inviting atmosphere, perfect for carving out a little corner of calm. Plus, it's washable, so it's stress-free. Ruggable.com. The next article is titled, Getting Festival Ready with Olay. Spring is upon us, which means the Essence Festival of Culture is almost here. I'm taking my body care just as seriously as my face care so that I'll feel ready for everything from giving on-camera interviews to moderating panels on the BeautyCon stage. My current favorites are Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash and Hyaluronic Body Lotion, as they guarantee that my skin will not only look good, but feel good, thanks to their hydrating formulas with hyaluronic and vitamin B3 complex. Both are extremely nourishing. The cherry on the top, I am left with a radiant glow and a readiness to take on busy seasons such as Essence Festival every time. Akili King, Essence Senior Beauty Editor. The next article is from Essence contributors, Jana A. Zienzi. The travel and culture journalist has had bylines in Condé Nast Traveler and Teen Vogue and is co-author of Lonely Planet's Costa Rica Guidebook. She spends her time documenting change makers who are doing the critical work in sustainability, spirituality, and social justice, and her interview with groundbreaking Chief Law Enforcement Officer Susan Hudson for There's a New Sheriff in Town certainly falls within her preferred beat. A longtime student of Afro-diasporic dance, Zienzi is based in New Orleans, where you can find her singing loudly while riding her bicycle and searching for the best crawfish at Tu Fuye. Cynthia Corfa, this connector, storyteller, and multifaceted creative, has a decade of journalism experience. She covers food, fashion, arts, and culture, and has interviewed influential music artists such as Coi Leray, Fla J. Johnson, and Tank and the Bangas. Raised as an army brat by a single working mother, Corfa is fueled by uplifting people of color. This month, she takes us in the studio with the founder of the popular New Orleans clothing and lifestyle brand M-Line. Corfa is also the founder of Brunch for the Soul, a women's wellness community that curates transformational experiences. A lifelong eczema warrior, she has partnered with brands like Pfizer, National Eczema Association, Healthline, and Health Central to spread awareness about the chronic illness. Jawan James, this emerging artist is focused on capturing the untold stories that live in his community. His photography is bold and heartfelt. It's meant to make you pause and feel something real. A Louisiana native, James is driven by this deep desire to spark emotion, shift perspectives, and create a visual language that connects souls. He considers every photo shoot to be a love letter to where he comes from and a step towards leaving a mark that lingers long after the image fades. This month, he was on double duty snapping images for both Don Richard Rising and A Revolution on Canvas. James Jimmy, born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this lensman creates what that is deeply rooted in the culture, history, and soul of the South. Always looking to push creative boundaries, he specializes in both digital and film photography. His photos carry a warmth and intimacy that turn everyday moments into timeless portraits. Each frame is a testament to the beauty, resilience, and spirit of the people he documents. Like self-taught designer James Mays, for our In the Studio profile, says Jimmy, "For me, photography isn't just about images. It's about storytelling, preserving heritage, and creating a visual legacy that resonates." The next article is the editor's letter titled A Love Letter to the Katrina Babies. 3 months shy of my 10th birthday, I was home in Houston when a massive storm started brewing just a 5 or 6 hour drive away, depending on how fast you drive. From my perspective as a child, the energy in Houston remained relatively calm. We didn't fully grasp the urgency of what was unfolding in New Orleans, nor did we take all the necessary precautions. In hindsight, we simply weren't prepared for the impact Hurricane Katrina would have, not just on New Orleans, but on the entire region. Houston and New Orleans have always had a unique, almost familial dynamic. It's like the relationship between cousins who love each other even as each thinks they are a little better than the other. They can critique each other, but no one else is allowed to. And when one is in trouble, the other will definitely show up. That's exactly what happened after Katrina. Families, homes, and businesses in New Orleans were wiped out. What was once the South's best kept secret suddenly became a national headline. A city in crisis, stripped bare with limited resources and no clear path to recovery. In the months that followed, I noticed my classroom starting to fill up with new students. During lunch, I was meeting more kids than ever. These new schoolmates had accents I'd never heard, an unapologetic spirit, and an affinity for crawfish. They were cool, and I liked them immediately. What I didn't understand at the time was that they were evacuees, children whose homes had been destroyed, whose families were displaced, whose parents were now navigating an unfamiliar job market. The media painted a picture of complete despair, but what I saw was different. There was still joy, quiet, resilient, and necessary. It was the joy that sustained the folks in the Big Easy, that carried their culture across state lines, and that helped keep their city alive even when it felt like the world had turned its back. Last year, we celebrated the 30th Essence Festival with a cover honoring the people of New Orleans. This year, we are doing the same, paying tribute to the children of the generation that survived Katrina, who are now vessels for the city's legacy. While it is tradition to feature a performer on our cover as we observe the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, we are spotlighting the true headliner of Essence Fest, the New Orleans community. In addition to our annual travel awards, inside this issue, you'll find stories that reflect the soul of a city we love. On page 34, we profile Dawn Richard, a music icon who has had a deeply transformative year. On page 30, we feature James Mays, a self-taught designer who's reshaping fashion from the Crescent City. We introduce you to chefs pushing beyond the beignet, offering unforgettable culinary experiences throughout New Orleans. We highlight Sheriff Susan Hudson, the city's first woman to serve in this role, and Brandon B. Mike Odoms, a visionary artist using mixed media to amplify local voices. Actor Kofi, who fell in love with New Orleans while filming Queen Sugar, shares how the city's rhythm shaped his artistry and inspired him to give back. Our cover story is by Sierra Chenier, a brilliant writer and historian born and raised in New Orleans. It's a tribute and a time capsule. Her words capture the heartbeat of a city that has endured, evolved, and never lost its rhythm. Through the lens of those who were the children of Katrina and are now the torchbearers of this generation, this issue pays homage to the resilience, creativity, and pride that defines New Orleans. The Essence Festival of Culture has always been more than music. It's a mirror reflecting Black joy, endurance, and excellence. This year, we honor not only the city that birthed the festival, but also the people who continue to make it magical. The next article is titled Charleston, South Carolina. History loves company. Experience the soulful elegance of the Lowcountry with a Charleston area getaway. From luxurious accommodations to carefully crafted experiences, Charleston offers the perfect blend of charm and sophistication. Embrace the art of indulgence as you explore the vibrant culture, rich history, and warm hospitality that makes this destination truly unique. Be sure to visit the Tiny Tassel, a beloved Black-owned boutique founded by Mimi, where you'll find beautiful handcrafted jewelry, clothing, and accessories that capture the essence of Charleston spirit. The perfect stay awaits. The next article is titled Better With Time. Singer-songwriter Tedra Moses opens up about her upbringing in NOLA, her beauty and musical eras, confidence, lessons, and more. I was always a creative child, whether it was drawing, singing, or making music. I was into it. Of course, being from New Orleans, I was surrounded by music, as it's such a huge part of the culture there. Gospel music was everywhere I turned because my mother was a gospel singer and I went to church almost as much as I went to school. Even at the school I went to, St. Joan of Arc, choir was a part of the curriculum. At home, I remember singing along to Anita Baker and Karen Clark of the Clark Sisters. Similarly, self-care and beauty routines were a huge part of my upbringing. My mother did my hair when I was a young girl. From her, I learned that it's not only about the products you use, but also about who's taking care of your hair. My mother loved our hair so much. We were like her baby dolls. She made sure it was washed and taken care of, oiling our scalps, putting on scars before we went to bed. It was a ritual that we went through every weekend. By the time I moved to California when I was about 15, I had started to dabble in talent shows. I met my first boyfriend, who eventually became my children's dad around that time. He was a rapper and was heavily into music, although I originally thought I wanted to become a doctor or a lawyer, being with him and being inspired by folks like Faith Evans planted the seed in me that I could possibly do music too. Around 2003, I recorded my first album, Complex Simplicity, which came out in 2004. When I first stepped out onto the music scene, I recall only wanting to wear my natural hair. Since I'm from the South, rocking natural hair was a big deal for me. We didn't wear extensions that much in my era, but eventually putting too much direct heat on my hair led to damage. So I did start putting in extensions to make up for that. But those same trends have come back around. We are seeing more natural styles again, which I appreciate. I definitely love looking as much like my natural self as possible. When I reflect on my career, a favorite style of mine is definitely from the era of my second album, Cognac and Conversation. I had this mushroom bob. It was a 1970s style bob, and I wore that for quite a while. It was a maturation from how I had styled my hair on my first album, Long with Long Side Bangs. By album number 2, I was really a grown woman. I was stepping into my intentionally sensual era. Speaking of bobs and trends coming back around, I recently cut my hair into a shorter bob. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avery Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.